Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
What? Taylor Swift?
Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
His head's soaked. He's walking out the door. And there's pickle juice all over the floor.
All right, here we go. It's time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we have another in our short time back together, Jones. It is, I think, our second Kiefer Madness revisited.
Oh.
It's
last
another
one
update.
Was the Louisville logger there, the porch pooper in Louisville.
We did have that guy.
The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left.
We had that guy twice. That's how big that story was. There was a lot going on.
The now infamous porch pooper.
That was still on the lam.
Sadly, this is not what this one is about.
What about porch poopers?
No, this is not about that. That guy is still out there, even though we've seen his face. He has left behind a lot of DNA evidence. We have not had a chance to catch that guy. No, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about an old story. RFK Jr., former presidential candidate.
Yeah.
RFK Jr.
Uh-huh.
His daughter, Kik Kennedy, who I'd never heard of, but I love the name, and apparently is not going out with Ben Affleck. Don't ask her about it. She was really upset when TMZ was asking her about it.
Oh, is she... She didn't want to go there.
Well, Ben Affleck and J-Lo were seen canoodling recently.
I thought I saw that. Really, they're back,
A little smooch.
A little necking going on.
So who knows? I mean, you can't keep true love apart like that. No. So Kik Kennedy was telling a story about how back in 20 years ago.
Yeah, she was a child.
She was a kid, and RFK heard about a whale washing ashore, and his first thought was, let me get that chainsaw, saw the head off.
Piled the family into the minivan. Drive from New York City to the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport. Let's go get that whale.
And then get the whale after sawing its head off, strap it to the roof of the car, drive back with guts all over the kids. Just flying into the windows.
They had like trash bag masks.
They were dressed like they were going to Blue Man Group front row.
Right.
And but it was fish guts, whale guts. As
all over all over all the other
show.
All over the other cars on 84 and everything else. Yeah.
Now, I did ask a very important question, and I'm not sure I ever got an answer. Where the head starts and stops on a whale. It seems like it's kind of all head or no head. I'm not really telling, but anyway. So you're like, all right, whatever. That happened years and years ago. Well, RFK Jr. was talking recently, and apparently there's a bit of an update to that story.
Oh.
Yes. So let's hear what he had to say.
I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows.
Stop. What's going on there?
Fish guts. Fish guts. So
another brain worm.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe.
Yeah.
If you have a worm in your brain for an extended period of time, it may affect speech patterns and things like that.
So that's a fair point.
He can be a difficult guy to understand at times, but just think of more the message and not the messenger.
Sure.
If you could.
I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows. This week, I received, right after I endorsed President Trump, I received a letter.
It's a little out of breath. I don't know if he took the stairs to get to this function. maybe there's like the elevator was out. It was 20 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
But he was able to get up there. He's linking this. He's saying,
letter from Trump.
No. He endorsed Trump.
I'm sorry.
Famously endorsed Trump.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines is like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
And so
his family's disowned
him. I'm sure Larry David's thrilled with that.
They put out statements how they disown him. Yeah.
But so he's associating that. He's like, I got contacted right after Trump. So he's already connecting the dots. Because, and trust me, it's going to circle back to the whale. Don't go anywhere. He's saying that this happened, though, right after he endorsed Trump.
From the National Marine Fisheries Institute.
Kind of trails off a little bit there, but it's the National Fish and Marine Institute,
mm-hmm.
I think is what he was saying.
Yeah, whales are in their purview.
Oh, well, they're fish.
Yeah.
Giant. Oh, no, they're mammals.
The marine mammal.
Mammals.
Yeah.
Dolphin's a fish.
No, dolphin's a mammal.
I thought dolphin was a mammal.
Guys, don't quote me on all of this.
Shark's a fish.
I'm reading off a website here. Nope, I'm circling back. You're right. Sharks are fish.
Easyfish.com.
Dolphins are mammals.
Yeah.
What's a porpoise?
Great question. Why do they call the dolphins the fish?
Squish the fish.
Squish the fish.
Yeah. So that's what's confusing about it. Snowflake was the dolphin. But no, whales are obviously mammals. I knew that.
Okay.
I knew that the whole time.
Yeah.
Saying that they were investigating me.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
For collecting a whale specimen 20 years ago.
He was thinking, all right, that's, you know, get away with it 20 years ago. It should be over.
Whale specimen makes it sound grosser than it needs to.
Much more gross. Yeah. Not as detailed, though, as whale head that I sawed off at the Cape 20 years
true.
Ago.
True. Maybe it's a way to dress it up a little bit.
Yeah. So they're investigating him about what happened with this whale.
Okay.
Now the crowd's getting into it a little bit. There's two women on the panel. I don't know who they are, but they're sitting up next to him, and they're like, where is he going with this? Like, I wish he just didn't to say the story.
Don't go.
Just say vote for Trump and we can move on. Like, I don't know where this is headed.
It's 15 years past the statute of limitation, but they're opening an investigation.
15 years after the statute of limitations is what he was suggesting. And yet, opening up an investigation.
Yeah, the fuzz is after me.
They're after him.
Yeah. They got nothing on me.
This is all about the weaponization of our government against political opponents of the party in power. And it's dangerous for our democracy, as my father understood. And every American, whether you're Democrat or Republican, should be offended by it.
So he's pissed. So he's taking his fish story, his whale incident for 20 years ago. He thinks the reason they're only going after him is because of Trump. I wonder, though, does he blame his daughter at all? Because this story, there was the bear story with him in Central Park. That was a big time story. Yeah. That got a lot of attention.
That was an unforced error. Yeah.
That was on him.
Yeah.
But this one, then she brought this story up, and I feel like he had probably gotten away with it. She's the one that brought it to light, and now there's an investigation in this.
I will tell you, when it comes to this story, maybe the media weaponized it, but you should be blaming your daughter for giving this interview, sharing this information years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And let's just be honest, it's just a weird thing to do. Whether you should be thrown in prison for it or not, I don't want to weigh in on that. Probably not.
No.
But
I mean, he didn't kill the whale. The whale, I don't believe.
Is it a weird thing to do?
It's weird. It's definitely
just a weird thing where you go, that's not right.
I don't know all the fish laws, but I can't imagine. I mean, is that illegal? Once a fish washes ashore, it's dead. Didn't kill it.
Who owns that fish?
I don't know.
In her words, he, quote, ran down to the beach with a chainsaw, cut off the whale's head, and then bungee corded it to the roof of the family minivan.
What? Where's the law being broken? Where's the law? Where's the law?
Show me what I did wrong.
I don't think he did anything wrong.
Yeah. Again, it's just odd.
Yeah.
It's just an odd thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a fun trip for any of the family.
No, it does not.
You have to wonder how many more fun family trips there were like this.
I mean, all bets are off. No, but between the brain or the worm in his brain,
uh-huh.
the whale story and the bear story,
uh-huh.
all bets are off. This guy, we could do like a weekly RFK segment. If he wants to come on and tell us other stories about his creature features. What other animals you come across?
Roadkill he picked up off the road?
100%.
Yeah.
Animals he's eaten, animals he's skinned.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah, animals, whatever.
Animals eaten, skinned.
Yep. Interactions with maybe dangerous animals.
Picked up. Yeah.
He probably has a piranha story.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's some sort of piranha story.
Wrestled.
Alligators?
Yeah, maybe.
Gators.
Bullfighting.
Fought a bull?
Yeah, sure.
Ran with bulls.
Ran with
Pamploma.
Bulls. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Pam what?
Pamploma.
Pamploma?
Pamploma.
Yeah, that sounds right.
With the running of the bulls.
Yeah.
It's in Spain.
Sure.
Yeah. But there you go. There's the madness revisited today.
Yeah. All right. So this guy's talking about it now.
Yep.
He's framed. Well, not framed. He's the media.
No, he's not framed.
Yeah, no, he's actually not denying anything. Frame is the wrong word.
He just thinks, like, I got away with it. Leave me alone.
Yeah, they're
Which
out
is
for
a fair
me.
Point.
They're out for me doing totally normal things.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, don't bother coming after me because it's outside the statute of limitations.
Uh-huh.
So fair. Don't even think about it.
Get off my back. Leave me alone.
There you go.
All right.
It's the Madness each and every week here on Jones and Keefe.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.